War's End by Fred Early. I was still on the hospital ship on Guadalcanal when we dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I am glad they dropped them. I think Truman did the right thing, and I think that those who don't agree are wrong. It's that simple. I watched many a man die, and I think that they saved many American soldiers by dropping the bomb. That's just the way I feel. We didn't start it, but we had to end it. I felt the bombing of Tokyo with the B-25s was also very important. That was almost equal, because when the things turned around, there's a difference in fighting a war between the early stages, when you don't know who is going to win. And when you get the upper hand, we got air superiority. We got the army built up, and we got a response from the nation. We were making ships all the time. We were making all the things that you needed to fight a war. Thankfully, I managed to keep all of my limbs, and I was dismissed from the hospital ship at Guadalcanal. I spent several weeks in a tent as I continued to recover. I happened to be staying right next door to the Red Cross director's tent. I was strolling by one day, and I thought I'd stop to read the postings on the bulletin board. Down in the corner, there was a little note that said, "Oscar Fred Early, your father, Henry W. Early, has passed away." It was about 2 weeks old. How easy it would have been to walk over and deliver that message to me. But for whatever reason, he did not. My father's death wasn't a total surprise to me, because my sister had written and told me that he was very ill, and he was going to St. Louis to the Missouri Pacific Hospital. He suspected, I think, that at his age and with his health problems, he may not make it back. At that time, if you were to die in the railroad's hospital, the family could buy a ticket and the railway would take the casket aboard the train and deliver it to the final destination. When my captain found out about my father's death, he told me he wished he had known about it, because the war was over by then and he could have put me on a plane and sent me home to my mother. It was great to be a civilian again, and I tried to forget the many dangers that had followed me each and every day, and followed every man enlisted in the Marine Corps. It felt so good to sit and relax, knowing that my girlfriend Jan would be at Union Station. I was thankful that I had slept so much on this trip, and I felt great. I was enjoying the memories of home. And I hope somehow things hadn't changed in the 38 months since I'd left home. It was a good thing I'd slept so much on the train, because Jan and I, her sister Jean, and Jean's friend talked all night. This seemed to be an indication of how happy I was to be home. By the time my unit made it back to the States, Jan and I were married and living in Los Angeles. They had spent several months in Japan with the occupational force, and I would have been with them if it wasn't for my hand. It was so slow to heal, they ended up having to remove my fingernails. Both Jan and I had found work. We were expecting our first child. I got a phone call, and it was one of my group that said, "We're coming through LA. That's where we're splitting up and going our separate ways. Is there a way that we can come to see you?" I took off work, and I picked up Jan from the store where she was working, and we went to go see them. If I remember right, Bob Weber was in the group, and Don Goodwin, and Max Love. I just can't call all of them, but there were six that stopped and waited until I got there, and we visited with them for a while. Purple Hearts are given to a soldier that is wounded or killed. I should have had quite a few of them, but it didn't mean that much to me. but it became very important to my new wife, Jan. She wrote President Truman, listing all my injuries. She did get him to answer her, and the letter indicated they had my record of one injury that they can issue a Purple Heart for, but that's the only one I'll receive. She felt I deserved a Purple Heart for every one of my wounds, but after writing many letters, she finally let it go. What Remains by Fred Early. I was discharged with a report that I had 38 pieces of shrapnel still in my body, one piece for every month I served. Shrapnel is what we call the fragments of high explosive shells that tear into your body. Some of it I had cut out and paid for it with my own insurance. I was not treated well by the Veterans Administration, and that health care President Roosevelt promised me never materialized. I had 4 pieces removed from a clinic here in Boonville after I started working as a bricklayer. I can remember one day I scratched on my back where I had this bump. It was itching, and my finger felt very funny, and it was bleeding. I had a piece of shrapnel sticking through my skin, and it had cut the end of my finger. I went to see Dr. Alex, and he took it out. Another time, I had a big knot come up under my jaw, and I went back to Dr. Alex to have him work on that one as well. He spoke with a thick accent, and I can remember him picking up his operating knife and saying, "Now whistle!" After he said it for the third time, I said, "Dr. Alex, why do you keep me asking to whistle when you're cutting my jaw?" He said, "Well, what way if I can tell if I'm cutting a nerve or not?" Man, at that moment, I wish I'd told my wife I was having that operation. He had me whistling while he's cutting out a piece of shrapnel the size of my thumb. It was mighty close to my throat. The doctor would then send the shrapnel to the hospital so they could record the removal and keep track of how many pieces I had left in me. When they list you with 38 pieces, you've got a few more to look for. You can find one just about any time you want to. I had one that came up the other day. It makes a bump, and then a growth around it, and then I'll have to get that one cut out too. Shrapnel moves around. That's the danger, because it can affect a vital organ, and you're just lucky if it makes its way out and doesn't cause you any trouble. They should have taken a lot more out than they did. I don't even know how much is left in my body. There are a whole lot of vets walking around with shrapnel in them, and they will be until the day they die. Like I said, I don't dwell on the war time. I carve things out of wood. I carved and I painted 112 cardinals for the volunteers who took the veterans here in Boonville and in Missouri on the honor flights to see the memorials in Washington, D.C. Now that's a lot of cardinals. Currently I'm working on hummingbirds, of course, and I've carved my share of bears.